Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Joining us now, Bill Zimmer. Michael Bauer, welcome in. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. And you, sir?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Well, as the nation's capital gets ready for the inauguration of Biden, National Guard are there. The president busy behind the scenes with his plans. To how many pardons now? 100 or so, maybe more?
That's what we're hearing. We're hearing that the list tops 100, may go over that. We know that there were, at least according to aides behind the scenes, there was a meeting on Sunday where they were combining two lists into one finalized list here, and that it has been, officially accomplished. We just don't know what that number totals now, and we're not exactly sure the names that are on the list. We know that there have been a bunch of names that have been sort of swirling around, some talked about by the president before, others just ones that are sort of an expectation. One thing's for sure, those aides do indicate that these pardons are likely to be criticized, as they are any time any president does pardons. That's what happens. They do believe that this is going to be a little bit more criticized because it's President Trump, because they're always looking for something there, and that when it comes to the intense lobbying of the president by attorneys, political allies, and some other interested parties, the president has had that happen a lot of times in front of the cameras, like when Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were there. We know that there have been approaches by Snoop Dogg to try to get the president to commute the sentence of Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harry O'Harris, who's nearly 60 and has spent the last 30 years in prison for attempted murder and cocaine trafficking. We know that Lil Wayne, rap star Lil Wayne, is somebody who's been a supporter of President Trump's, pled guilty last month to a gun charge, as somebody who might be able to get a pardon from President Trump. And then there's some political-based names. You're seeing Sheldon Silver, the disgraced former New York Assembly Speaker, is somebody the president has talked about before possibly issuing a pardon to. And even yesterday, a name that blasts from the past, as if all of these weren't, but blast from the past, Pam Anderson, as in Baywatch star Pam Anderson on Fox News, speaking on behalf of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, trying to get Julian Assange a pardon. So it's kind of all over the place. There's a number of different names. There's a number of people that you probably hadn't heard of before that have been sentenced to 800 years in prison for racketeering that are all possibly up for a pardon or clemency from President Trump. Who that actually is, we won't know until he makes the announcements later today.
What about Giuliani and some folks that are closer to him through all the attacks that have been going on since he was elected by the Democrats? And then let's talk about the possibility of, you know, pardoning himself. I heard over the weekend he wasn't going to do that. You know, if he can do that, I don't know if he can or not. But there was also talk about, you know, Pence, you know, taking over and President Trump stepping down so he could do that. So what about those different options there?
Well, let's start off with Giuliani and people like Steve Bannon, names that were at one point in time sort of top of the list that were a part of the Trump administration and or campaign. It looks like, according to Rudy Giuliani, he's not expecting to get a pardon from President Trump. That would be one of those ones that's kind of a precursory, not necessarily that there are any laws broken on behalf of Rudy Giuliani, but would be precursory from a federal level. Same thing with the kids. The Trump kids were all sort of listed is the possibility of getting this precursory pardon from President Trump. Apparently, according to what we're hearing, it doesn't look likely. Then you look at Steve Bannon, a name that wouldn't be shocking if they did give him one, but seemingly he may have fallen down the list a little further. It doesn't mean that he's off the list. It just may mean that they have other priorities that they're getting to first, so we'll have to see what happens today. But as for, you know, being able to or calling for a any kind of a pardon on himself, right now that's a legal challenge that you'd have to see. It's unprecedented. Nobody's done it so far. Yeah. So that said, there's no rule that says he can't do it, but that would be a legal challenge down the road. The closest thing we had was Nixon back in 74 when he was thinking about it. He went to the Office of Legal Representation to figure out what they thought of it, and they said because you'd be acting as your own judge, that's not legally allowed in this country to make your decision for your fate. So they said the president could not pardon themselves, which is kind of the way things have just stood since 74.
All right, well, let's talk about the pardons themselves, okay? A pardon does not mean a get-out-of-jail-free card forever. So let's say he pardons Giuliani. For what? Mm-hmm. That's the first question. Secondly, does that put a wall of protection around him and others that are pardoned by the president for any attack by the Democrats in the future, over the next year, if they decide to come after them? I mean, or do they have this, you know, Teflon around them that prevents any legal action?
Depends, and that's usually on a federal level. So anything the president can do is federal charges only. So even if he were to give a precursory pardon to Giuliani, it doesn't mean Giuliani couldn't be brought up on charges in the state of New York or in D.C. on some level. The other part of that is anyone who gets pardoned by a president would lose most of their Fifth Amendment protection against compelling testimony that might otherwise have incriminated the pardoned family member, person, associate, making it much easier for the Department of Justice and Congress to require those individuals to give testimony that could prove highly incriminating to Trump himself. So it's kind of this double-edged sword. Like, do you want to give him a pardon on something that they maybe wouldn't be forced to come back and testify against after having lost their Fifth Amendment rights on some level? So
right. There's
kind of where you have to ride the fine line here and see what happens. And again, it's only on a federal level. It wouldn't pertain to states' charges. Like,
well,
with the Trump family charges in New York, they're still going to have to face those.
You know the Democrats are going to come after some, you know, Trump associates and, you know, the political enemies. They've made it pretty clear that companies that do business with former Trump staffers are not going to be looked upon very favorably. Wink, wink. So, you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, concern that retribution is a key word when it comes to the Democrats attacking the president and people around him. So, you know, I would do everything I could if I were the president to protect those people from the act of retribution.
Yeah, I would say I don't know necessarily what you can predict in those kinds of situations as to what that retribution would entail, or knowing whether or not anybody was involved in something that down the road there might be charges for. But you would certainly try to do everything you could to try to protect yourself and those people around you and isolate as best you could.
Right. All right. Michael Bauer, thank you. I appreciate you, buddy.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.